Hi, it's Dr. Pinsky dictating amount. I am Ian Thomas Locke, L-O-C-K-E, and I'm going to start off with a record review list. Number one is claim petition, colon, 2023-25670. Number two is first report of injury. Number three is progress notes of Dr. Lipschultz, colon, 10923-12423. Next are progress notes of Concentra, colon, 8823-922-23. Next is MRI of left shoulder from NJIN, colon, 9823. Next are treatment records of breakthrough physical therapy, 81623-11223. And out of the body of the report, according to the information obtained from the examinee, Thomas Locke is a 48-year-old male who reports he injured his left shoulder at work on 8-7-23, but he was holding an approximately 25-pound medication bag with his arm outstretched in front of him to put it into the truck. Period. As a result, he experienced pain in the left shoulder but did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Period. He had further evaluation leading to a diagnosis of a partial thickness tear in the tendon. Period. He did not undergo any surgery and is no longer receiving any active treatment. Period. In paragraph, as per the records supplied, he filed a claim petition alleging he was loading a large bag into an ambulance and injured his left shoulder on 8-7-23. Period. First report of injury was also completed, indicating the same mechanism of injury. Period. Treatment records show he was seen at Concentra on 8-8-23, and an x-rays of the left shoulder. Period. He was diagnosed with a sprain for which he was begun on medications, comma, physical therapy, comma, and activity modifications. Period. He followed up but remained symptomatic. Period. Accordingly, he had an MRI of the left shoulder done on 9-8-23. Period. It revealed supraspinatus tendonitis, comma, partial thickness tears involving the supraspinatus and intraspinatus tendons distally. Period. In paragraph, Mr. Locke then came into the orthopedic care of Dr. Lipschultz on 10-9-23, period, having been referred by Concentra on 9-22-23, period. Dr. Lipschultz diagnosed him with rotator cuff tendonitis with AC joint osteoarthritic changes that were mild in nature. Period. His labrum was intact. Period. He had Mr. Locke participate in physical therapy subsequently on the dates described. Period. On 11-6-23, he related to feeling capable of returning to work full duty and was authorized to do so. Period. He monitored the petitioner's progress through 12-4-23, period. At that time, he was cleared to return to work full duty and was discharged. Period. He did complete therapy on the dates described. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper normal through manual muscle testing was 5-5-4. Resisted left shoulder abduction and external rotation, but was otherwise 5/5, period. He was mildly tender to palpation about the anterior aspect of the left shoulder, but there was none on the right. Shoulder maneuvers normal, spine cervical. Active extension was to 50 degrees and left rotation to 40 degrees. Left side bending to 40 degrees. But right side bending, comma, bilateral rotation and flexion were accomplished fully without discomfort. And then thoracic is normal. Impressions on 8-7-23. Thomas Locke was loading a heavy medication equipment bag into an ambulance and experienced pain in the left shoulder. Appeared he was seen at Concentra and was treated conservatively. Appeared he had an MRI as noted above. Pretty was then seen orthopedically by Dr. Lipschultz. Pretty had Mr. Locke continue on conservative care, including therapy. Period. As of 12/4/23, he discharged the petitioner back to full duty at maximum medical improvement. Period. In paragraph, the current exam found there to be full range of motion of the left shoulder with a crepitus or tenderness. Period. There was mild weakness and resisted left shoulder abduction and external rotation. Period. Provocative maneuvers of the shoulder were negative for internal derangement or instability. Period. In the paragraph, there is 2.5% permanent partial total disability referable to the left shoulder. Period. This is for the orthopedic residuals of tendonitis and a partial thickness cuff tear. Treated conservatively with an excellent clinical and functional result. Period. And that is the end.